اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon the soul of Prophet Muhammad and his purified progeny. Dear audience, Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to another episode of the program Let's Recite the Quran, coming to you from the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. I'm your host Mahdi, and we are joined by Quran expert, dear brother Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum, brother.
Wa alaikum assalam, brother Mahdi, and Assalamu alaikum. Dear listeners of this program, I'm glad to be with you as always.
Thank you, brother. Well, dear audience, as you may know, this program, Let's Recite the Quran, consists of several Quranic parts. First, we're going to talk about a famous Quran reciter, and then we're going to listen to a recitation recited by that famous reciter, and after it, Brother Muhammad is going to analyze that recitation. So please stay tuned. Well, today we're going to listen to a recitation by Sheikh Ahmad Muhammad Amir. This Egyptian reciter was born in 1927. He memorized the Noble Quran at an early age, when he was 11 years old. Then he progressed in recitation of the Noble Quran so fast that he was entitled a Sheikh during adolescence. In 1963, he joined Egyptian Quran Radio, and Sudan was the first country where he traveled to. Then he traveled to many other Muslim countries, and in 1959, he took a trip to Palestine. In 1969, he traveled to France, US, Brazil, and England, and he also traveled to Iran as well. In 2013, he was invited to the Islamic Republic of Iran as a referee of international Quran competition, and after competition, he visited Ayatollah Khamenei along with other officials of the competition and recited the Noble Quran in the presence of the leader of the Islamic Republic of Iran, despite he was banned from reciting by physicians. We lost this star of the sky of recitation in 2016 at the age of 89. May Allah bless him. Dear audience, now let's listen to the recitation of Sheikh Ahmad Muhammad Amir reciting Suratul Mu'minun verses 84 to 90, preceded by its English translation. Let's enjoy it.
In the name of Allah, the absolutely merciful, the especially merciful. Say, whose is the earth, and whosoever is therein, if you know? They will say, it is Allah's. Say, will you then not remember? Say, who is Lord of the seven heavens, and Lord of the great throne? They will say, Allah. Say, will you then not fear Allah? Say, in whose hand is the sovereignty of everything? And he protects, while against whom there is no protector, if you know. They will say, to Allah. Say, how then are you deceived and turned away from the truth? Nay, but we have brought them the truth, and verily they are liars.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل لمن
تتقون قل من بيده ملكوت كل شيء وهو يجير ولا يجار عليه إن كنتم تعلمون سيقولون لله قل فأنى تسحرون بل أتيناهم بالحق وإنهم لكاذبون صدق الله العلي العظيم.
Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, you're still listening to the program Let's Recite the Quran from the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. And what you just listened to was recitation of Surah Al-Mu'minun, verses 84 to 90, recited by Sheikh Ahmad Muhammad Amir. And now, Brother Muhammad, let's talk about this beautiful recitation.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In verse number 84, we have قُلْ لِمَنْ قُلْ لِمَنْ. We have a ساكن letter, we have a لام ساكنة,
yeah,
followed by another لام, which has a كسرة.
Mm-hmm.
So two separate words. And إِذْغَام takes place here,
mm-hmm,
which is called إِذْغَامُ الْمُتَمَاثِلَيْنِ.
Mutamathilain,
which means two like letters.
Yes.
Whenever one is sakin, whenever a letter is sakin, and it's followed by another letter, which is the same letter as the first letter, and it has a haraka, you have to do idgham.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, you only pronounce the second letter
with tashdeed.
With tashdeed. And we have iltiqa' al-sakinain. In the phrase limanil arudu, but the good thing is that the kasra is written. Okay,
yeah.
So this helps.
Yeah, iltifat wasakin means juxtaposition.
Juxtaposition, or when two sakin letters meet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the meeting of two sakin letters. Iltiqa comes from liqa, which means encountering, meeting.
Yeah, and what happens?
The first sakin letter gets a kasra. Okay, so we have limen, which has a sukun, the nun has sukun, and then we have the lam of al ard, which is also sakin. And of course, the hamzatul wasl is disregarded.
Is ignored, yeah.
So we have al nun sakina followed by lam sakina. This is al-tiqa' sakina, but in most Qurans, the kasra is already written.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have to worry about it. The only time that you have to worry about itiqa al-sakinain in terms of pronouncing it correctly is whenever there is tanween. Okay?
Yes.
For example,
because actually tanween means nun sakina.
Yes.
It has a nun sakina.
It has a nun sakina, but nothing is written.
Yes.
There's no sign of pronouncing the nun sakina of the tanween with kasra
mm-hmm.
in the text of the Quran. For example, in Surah Al-Jumu'ah, we have لَهْوَنْ فَضُّ لَهْوَنْ
إِنْفَضُّ.
So we have two nun sakinas right next to each other.
Because إِنْفَضُّ, the alif of إِنْفَضُّ is Hamzatul Wasl.
That's right, exactly. So it's not counted.
Okay. Yes.
And the nun sakina of the tanween gets a kasra,
mm-hmm,
but it's not written. There's no way that you could tell. You have to know the rule.
Yes.
Okay. Al-arudu. Al-arudu. The ra has a sukun.
Mm-hmm.
And we said that ra can be pronounced in two ways, with tafkhim
and tarqiq,
or with tarqiq. Okay. Whenever ra is sakin, we have to look at the previous letter most of the time.
Yes.
Not all the time. And if the previous letter is a fatha or dhamma, we have to pronounce the ra with tafkhim.
Yes, with thickness.
With thickness. If it's preceded by kasra, we have to pronounce it with tarqiq.
Of course, after looking at the next letter.
Yes. If the next letter is not a letter of istirla. This is really important. If it's a letter of istirla, if there's a letter of istirla after the ra sakina, even if it's preceded by kasra, you still have to pronounce the ra with tafkhim, not with tarqiq. For example, mirsad, qirtas. Okay, and what is tafkhim of ra? Is it different from the tafkhim of the letters of istirla?
The tongue is raised in general.
There is a small difference. Ra is velarized. Okay, the back of the tongue raises toward the soft palate, the velum, right? And that's why it's called velarization, because it's the velum that is involved.
But the letters of istirla are pharyngealized.
Yes, they are pharyngealized. And four of them are also velarized. The letters of itbaq.
Yes.
Ta. Ta, la, sad, and laud. We also have where the back of the tongue and the body of the tongue is also raised.
And isn't it so delicate? Can we ignore it for beginners?
Yes, of course. Beginners, they don't have to necessarily learn all of the rules of tajweed, but this is for perfecting our tajweed, okay?
Yes.
Even, for example, for someone who is learning a reading of the Quran and not even tajweed, okay? We have just being able to read off the text of the Quran, off a copy of the Quran. This is the first stage of learning recitation of Quran. Okay.
Yes. Thank you, Brother Muhammad, and thank you, dear audience of IRIB English Radio. That was the final part of the program, Let's Recite the Quran. If you have any comments, questions, or suggestions, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. And don't forget to visit our website, that is parstoday.com. Please click on the tab Call of Islam, and there you can listen to this program as well as other programs of this radio. Until next time, we'll leave you in Allah's care. Have a nice time and goodbye. ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياة إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان هو القرآن ضياء يملأ الآفاق ونور يبعث الأشواق وفيه محاسن الأخلاق